or another. I'm going to include a podcast in this description. Listen to it so we can discuss it. I was talking to my friend that's also a doctor the other day, and they said that shutdowns are coming back. Everything. I mean, it's just all going to happen. They want to take away all our freedom. You saw these supposedly mentally ill people going on shooting sprees, and they want to, you know, ban semi-automatic or automatic. I don't know. Basically, they just want to take away your right to have a gun. And if you notice in Israel, all those Israelis that were killed, they don't have guns. They had no way to protect themselves. Why do you think all of them were taken hostage and slaughtered and everything? This whole Biden wants two country thing, well, that's not going to happen. Hamas needs to be destroyed, eradicated, just like ISIS. Just like, I just can't believe these people are like saying like 9/11 was okay. All these people that are pro-Palestine, they're pretty much saying that, you know, we deserved 9/11. They're glad it happened. It's like killing innocent American people for the stupid things an American government does. Do you trust your government? Because I don't. Can you imagine suffering consequences for your government? Oh, and guess what? They're reinstating the draft at 18 to 26, male and female. That's because our military is so fucked up. I mean, now they're covering transgender surgeries. Please. We are in the end of times. End of times aren't near. They are here. I was listening to Miss Pat. She's a comedian. She adopted her, I think, sister's kids. I'm not sure. But she wasn't sure if she could do it. And she said she heard this light whisper of a voice in her right ear saying that, I'm going to provide for you. And that just sent chills up my back because I heard the slightest whisper in my right ear in 2019, I think December 2019, trumpet. And it was so huge. I mean, it changed my entire life. And I didn't know. Now I know it. Now I know, but I didn't know then how significant it was. So know that God does talk to you, but it's in the softest voice, and you just really need to be quiet and listen. But he will send you messages and he will talk to you. Maranatha. And light some Shabbat candles for all our Jewish brothers and sisters today.